USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The suspect in the El Paso Walmart mass murder is claiming he targeted Mexicans. The murderer told police he was the shooter when spotted in his car after killing 22 people and injuring two dozen more. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The number of detentions at the southern border has dropped below 100,000 for the first time in months. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox Business it's a start, but we're not out of the woods by any means.
Our daily apprehension numbers are still in excess of 2,500. That's still a full-blown crisis. And although Mexico is stepping up, government of Guatemala is stepping up, these are still not durable, long-term, sustainable solutions.
Morgan also says agents are doing the best they can. Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro is on the defensive, defending the tweets of his twin brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. The Texas lawmaker tweeted out a list of presidential donors and their employers. Julian Castro was speaking at the Iowa fair.
The right wing wants to make this a story because they want to pretend like in some way that's equivalent to the hate or the division that Donald Trump is fostering in this country.
Castro is polling at less than 1% in Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Twitter reverses course and unlocks Senator Mitch McConnell's campaign account. This after the senator sent out a link of his house being harassed and people coming to his house and saying they were going to kill him. Conservatives believe there is a bias against them on social media, to which Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel tells Fox News.
We always have the question, are these things sort of innocent accidents or are they sort of intentional acts of political sabotage? And the Republicans, I think, are right to be somewhat suspicious because this stuff keeps happening. And Silicon Valley is something of a one-party state.
The man behind a tongue-in-cheek Facebook event page gets a visit from the feds. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Matty Roberts, who created Storm Area 51, says that FBI agents showed up at his home recently, and he admits he was very scared at first when they did. But he says the agents were actually, in his words, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist doing something like making pipe bombs in his living room. Roberts has repeatedly said the idea was just a joke, and he doesn't want anyone to get hurt. But nearly 2 million people had expressed interest in attending the event, which had been set for next month. Or was it? Well, the truth is out there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.